This is Talking Business. Joining me now is Lisa Claes, who's the CEO International for CoreLogic, based in Sydney. G'day, Lisa. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Alan.
You've put out a CoreLogic put out a thing called the Pain and Gain Report. I just saw that today, and it looked at the profits earned from property resales over what period was it? Oh, it looks like it's a huge mismatch between profits and losses. I mean, amazing, really. $17 billion from profits and nothing much from losses. So it's no wonder that people see real estate as being a safe investment, which is what they do in Australia, isn't it?
Oh, Aussies love their real estate and also their backyard, Alan. But as you know, Australia is a very variegated market. So it's actually a market of many, many different speeds. But yes, on the whole, property has proved, particularly in the more popular populated cities and states, to be a very good investment over the last 8 to 10 years.
Yeah, and in fact, CoreLogic knows better than most that it's not just one property market in Australia. It's, you know, as you say, it's all over the place. There's Melbourne and Sydney, and then, you know, they're kind of Sydney's going down a bit at the moment, but Hobart's going fine. So it's really a mixture, isn't it?
It's variegated, and you're spot on. You know, Sydney and Melbourne. Sydney, until quite recently, over 8 years, has almost doubled in property value. Melbourne, to a lesser extent, whereas you've had, you know, Perth and Darwin. You know, particularly those cities impacted by the resources fluctuations. You know, somewhat in the doldrums, but remain hopeful. Green shoots abound.
Well, they do, but we're hearing a bit about the banks and their behaviour in the Royal Commission at the moment. Do you think that the banks have been lending too much to people, and that we've as a result of that we've got a high amount of leverage in Australia?
Well, look, I'm not going to comment on specific instances in banks. I think we're blessed by an incredibly robust prudential regulatory system. And when you look at leverage, if you look at the fact that in residential property values total $7.6 trillion in Australia, leverage to $1.72 trillion on the surface, and I will caveat this comment that averages can be misleading, you'd say at about 22-23%, that's actually a relatively low leverage level of leverage. However, we've certainly, drilled down into the drivers of leverage, and, you know, what we do see, and from regulator's very own data, we see that leverage is quite barbelled within the borrowing cohort. So, but in a falling rate environment where borrowers tend to maintain their level of repayment, you can see some borrowers, about a third of borrowers, are actually almost or beyond 2 years in advance in their repayments, whereas there's another third who are just barely covered. You know, they're just at pace with their repayments. So it's a leveraged cohort, and I think we're all alive to that glut in interest only that inevitably will migrate to principal and interest over the next 18 months, 2 years,
we'll see right there. Do you think that's something we need to worry about?
I wouldn't say worry, and we're in good hands with the, certainly the banks are alive to this, the regulators watching it closely, but we do need to be alert to, we are in a low cash rate environment. When interest only converts to P&I, usually around the 3 year tends to be the most popular term. The P&I tends to be a higher rate. So although interest only, we had 46% of borrowers on interest only up until a couple of years ago, that's certainly been diluted or tempered in the last year or so. we need to be alert to ensure that there's no repayment shocks in the pipeline.
Now, CoreLogic is a big American company listed on the New York Stock Exchange, and obviously it's in Australia. You run the international side of things. What is the CoreLogic business?
Well, it's a variegated business as well, to pick up on that adjective. So certainly at the heart of our business, or the core of our proposition, is property data. And,
And that's sold to real estate agents generally, or the public?
Well, it's not sold as is. We are certainly proud of the fact that we produce a lot of clever analytic tools based on that raw data. We provide solutions to a broad variety of commerce, extending from real estate agents to banks, insurers, government, builders, telcos, a utility, because I think that in itself speaks to the preeminence of the property of property and the life cycle and the value cycle that wraps around it. So, transactions are a bellwether for not only life cycle events, but also very critical events in the cycle of a business. So we're certainly so we do that data and analytics. We also have workflow platforms, anything from valuation platforms that govern and optimize the activities of valuers, which are valuation of a property is a gatekeeper activity to loan origination. We have workflow platforms for claims in insurance. We also have research platforms which harness the various sets of data. So usually deployed by API and digital means that make it very easy for people to access intuitive lens on data. So,
and is the business basically the same in Australia as it is in the US?
There certainly are differences. I say that we're all part of the same gene pool. We're like a family, but like a family, we're different. So there is a healthy overlap. We are certainly optimize best of breed. We have two lane highways between Australia, New Zealand, the US, and the UK, and exporting and importing quite regularly. What the US has, which is a key difference to the market here, is most lending is off balance sheet, so it's done by the Freddie Mays and the Fannie Mays. They also CoreLogic in America owns a couple of thousand valuers, so we run workflow platforms to govern the efficiency of valuers and servicing and compliance aspects, but don't own any valuation firms directly. And there's also very peculiar regulatory solutions that are peculiar to the US market that aren't replicated in Australia, like there is in the UK. So we just recently acquired a business in the UK called eTech, which a large part of its revenue comes from workflow efficiency for energy certifiers, which is a legislative imperative. You can imagine the UK, it's cold, leaky homes. There's a legislative obligation on homeowners and tenant and landlords to ensure that they're not selling or letting homes out that are in need of rectification around heating and whatnot. So there's a whole industry there that doesn't exist in Australia, though interestingly, the New Zealand government is talking about the Healthy Homes legislation, which it looks to be modelled on the UK.
You'd probably do that too in New Zealand.
Oh, if
in Australia it happened, you'd be on.
All
over that.
I hope so. We could, and that's the beauty of a digital data business, is that particularly when you deliver solutions via digital means or API, you can move extremely quickly. You know, eTech is situated in Birmingham. It's the Silicon Valley of the UK. It's served by a lot of clever universities, a lot of skill sets deep in computer science, technology, and they're feeding into this business. So we have an army of developers over the other side of the world, which at a press of a key, we can harness that resource into other markets. So
and you're responsible for them as well, of course.
Yes, in charge
of international from Sydney. Well, there you go.
Yes, that's right. Who said Aussie girls in Sydney can't rule the world? Hey.
No, indeed. Well. On that note, we have to finish there. Thanks very much, Lisa.
Thank you, Alan.
I've been talking to Lisa Clays, who's the CEO International for the American company CoreLogic.